Hot. 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 Bring the heat.
And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, where each week I share talk-worthy topics that seldom see the light of day. As a leader in the patient safety world, I now extend my advocacy to include what many consider to be fringe topics. Topics that affect our health, our lives, our futures, and our sanity. So enjoy the next few minutes as I entice you to join me to become the voice for informed choice. I'm thankful that we've all made it through another year together. Let's be happy for that. And it's during this time of year that we should reflect on the past year, and no matter what obstacles we might have faced, let's be happy for all of the other blessings we have in our life. Perhaps good health, good friends, family, a warm bed. And it's also that time of year when everyone makes their New Year's resolutions. Lose weight, quit smoking, get up early, exercise. It really shouldn't take a new year to decide to do some positive things for ourselves and others. But I guess it's tradition, so who am I to break tradition? So today, I'm going to share some Speak Up resolutions that you just might want to make your own. The top 10 Speak Up New Year's resolutions, not in any particular order. Here's the Speak Up resolution. Number 1. Ask your doctor or nurse to wash their hands before touching you. Healthcare-acquired infections are real. If you've listened to this program, you know that. And you also know that it is okay to speak up. It only takes one contaminated hand to change your life. Remember the title of this program every time you go for a doctor visit. And if you just can't manage to get those words out of your mouth and into his or her ear, I have some icebreaker cards for you. A business-sized card that you simply hand to your healthcare provider while smiling nicely that says, "I am concerned about healthcare-acquired infections. Please wash your hands before touching me." I guarantee you, they've not seen that before. Unless, of course, I was there before you. It's a silent yet powerful way to show that you are in charge of yourself without saying a word. And you can find them at the shop page at the speakupandstayalive.com website. All right, here is the Speak Up resolution number 2. Pack a hospital bag, and that includes a pillow. It's smart to be ready for an emergency, so pack a bag, stash it in your closet, so if you have to run out or if a family member has to locate your belongings, they're all in one place. Things to include: a canister of disinfecting wipes, a list of your current medications and allergies, a copy of your insurance card, a change of underwear, toothbrush and toothpaste, lip balm, a bottle of water, a snack, a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, to lay on the tray table so everyone knows you are an e-patient. Remember, educated, empowered, equipped. And also have a pillow to bring with you. No, don't bring your favorite one. Buy a cheap pillow ahead of time and leave it at the hospital as a parting gift. We've talked about it before. Hospital pillows stay in circulation for years and can easily be contaminated. Okay, here is the Speak Up resolution number 3. Oh boy, you knew I'd say it. Listen to the Speak Up radio show every week. Well, that's just common sense. What a perfect place to learn about every healthcare and hospital hazard and patient safety. So, mark your new calendar for Saturday mornings and don't let anyone or anything interrupt our time together because I like talking to you. Okay, here is the Speak Up resolution number 4. Review your medications with your doctor or pharmacist and keep a list of all medications, dosages, why you take them, and know the side effects. Remember, it's your body. Don't trust that a rushed doctor or nurse knows everything about you. They don't. They can't. It's up to you. Keep a written list in a handy place. Should something happen to you, your neighbor, child, spouse, someone will need to know what it is that you take. Help them to help you. Get that list written today. All right, halfway through. Here is the Speak Up resolution number 5. If you or someone you know is in the hospital, ask the nurse for the daily MARS, M-A-R-S. That stands for Medication Administration Record Sheet. And it is a list that can be printed each day by your nurse that shows every medication you are scheduled to get along with the dosage. Now, if something gets missed or changed, you will know about it and can keep track. Medication errors in the hospital are a reality. I know this firsthand as I watched over my mom's drug list while she was hospitalized for 4 months. Medications were switched and changed almost daily. Side effects began to mount to the point that my mom was half out of her mind, which caused the healthcare team to prescribe even more medications. No one looked to the side effects of this pharmaceutical cocktail until I took charge and demanded, nicely of course, that I get a copy of the Daily Mars. This is an important resolution, so I hope you remember it. Think of Mars, like the planet or the candy company. Okay, here is the Speak Up Resolution number 6. Practice safe phone. Wow, that sounds weird. But again, if you listen to this program, you've heard me talk about the health dangers associated with cell phone use. Radio frequencies penetrate the skull, cross the blood-brain barrier, and have the ability to cause cancer. This has been documented and then hidden from the consumer because what would happen to sales if we knew the truth? That's all I'm going to say about that today, but please make a resolution to keep the phone off your body. Do not wear your cell phone. Keep it on the off position when not in use. And when you must use it, use the speaker or text, but don't jam it next to your ear. And for heaven's sakes, do not sleep with your cell phone. Try this. Set aside 1 day a week to simply not use or check your cell phone. Can you do that? I think you can. Give it a try. And here's the Speak Up Resolution number 7. Unplug your wireless internet router and connect to the internet via an Ethernet cable. Wireless technology has not been proven to be safe. Again, it's a huge moneymaker that is putting our health at risk, and no one seems to care. Well, you should. If you have internet in your home or office, get rid of the wireless radiation-emitting router. It's really so simple to plug in with an Ethernet cable. And while you're at it, remove all technology devices from your bedroom. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a difficult time falling asleep or staying asleep? Do you wake up tired, foggy, and groggy? Do you have headaches? Computers, handheld phones, cell phone chargers, televisions. It's ridiculous what people have in their bedrooms. Most people's bedrooms look like an electronic store showroom. It's your bedroom where you sleep, where you refresh and recharge yourself. And your poor body simply cannot do that amidst a sea of unnecessary radiation-emitting devices. So after the show, unplug. Here is the Speak Up Resolution number 8. Aha, I'm back at it again. Purchase a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. And I don't say this because I wrote it, but rather because all of us need it. It's easy to read, covers over 17 different hospital hazards, explains why and how they happen, and gives you practical ways to avoid them. You know, all of us will experience a hospital stay at some point, either as the patient or as an advocate or even a visitor. And with today's healthcare debacle, we need to be even more vigilant as doctors and nurses become more stretched, as resources shrink, as things evolve into new challenges for all of us. Patient safety is poised to be on everyone's lips these days. Be ahead of the game. Go to the shop page at the speakupandstayalive.com website. The book is listed at $24.95. However, I will send it to you for $20 plus a few dollars to cover shipping. Not a lot to pay for knowledge that just might save a life. And here is the Speak Up Resolution number 9. Be proactive, not reactive. If you come across a situation that just doesn't seem right, do something about it. And I'm not just talking about healthcare issues. I'm talking about anything, everything. See something that's wrong? Write to your representatives. Start a picket line. Make some phone calls. Alert the media. Wear a sandwich board on a street corner. But for heaven's sakes, don't sit back and complain and expect things to be different. All of us have the ability to make positive changes in this world. And it begins with you. And it begins today. And finally, I don't know about you, but I find the world is getting crazier by the day. Things that one could only dream of in a bad nightmare seem to be the norm, seem to be accepted. An innocent man shot to death in front of his wife while Christmas shopping school shootings, an elementary school boy being labeled on his permanent record as a sex offender because he kissed a girl's hand, a young girl banned from selling mistletoe at an outdoor bazaar, but was told it was okay for her to beg for money. Well, I'm not going to rant about those today, but we all seem to be left with a bitter feeling, with skepticism, distrust. So I am personally going to work hard not to let that negativity creep into my life. Let's resolve to smile more, ask about others more, listen more, offer to help, and find peace in knowing that you personally do everything you can to make this world a better place just by being the best version of you. So from all of us here at Speak Up Radio, Happy New Year to you and to your family and friends and pets. It is such an honor that you allow me into your home, your car, and your ears as you listen to the show each week. I take that very seriously and promise to deliver the best radio program to you at all times. Happy New Year to you.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up Radio. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast. Did you know that in the United States, nearly 44 million people provide unpaid care to a family member, friend, or relative? I'll bet you're one of those caregivers. On the AgeWise podcast, we celebrate your work with stories from the field. Join me as we share, and know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode each week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. Go to AgeWYZ.com.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I'd love you to be a part of my world. It's a world filled with amazing people, interesting and engaging ideas, all related to the preservation of this great planet of ours. We interview people from all over the world about topics that I know will interest you, and we educate people in fun, informative ways and inspire them to take small steps so that together we can make a big impact. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com.
Are you in the market to purchase a home? Are you thinking of selling yours? The bigger question is, who to call to help with perhaps the biggest buy or sell of your life? Well, I've personally worked with the McCaskey team, and surprise to me, they sold my mom's home in less than a week. Now that's an endorsement I'm happy to share. Give them the opportunity to help you too. They're conveniently located on Chardon Square, 139 Main Street, or give them a call, 440-773-5542. 440-773-5542. Ask for my friends Dan or Terry, or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com. McCaskeyTeam.com.
Hot, 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 hot. Bring the heat.
And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
So glad that we are back, and to celebrate, one of our favorite game players has arrived all the way from New York City to play a new game, Weird Truths. Don't worry, it's easy to play. I will read some weird statements about health syndromes, and our contestants decide if it is a weird truth or a weird spoof. So, who do we have with us here today?
Hey, you've got Bob. He's from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and a former financial planner.
Yay, Bobby. Always happy when you're here. And who else do we have?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm Rochelle from Dr. Very Busy's office in New York. Hi, Bob.
How are you, Rochelle?
Oh, Bob, I'm so happy to be back with you. I drove all night just to be here in time to play this weird game with you.
I'm so glad you made it back.
Me too, Rochelle. So, so happy to have this crazy threesome back, right?
It's going to be fun.
All right. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Oh, my. Are you ready, Bob? I'm ready.
Let's go for it.
All right.
Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
The information you're about to hear may shock you.
Weird.
Weird truths.
Let's begin now.
All right. Here is Weird Truths. Number one, if you stare at an image for 30 seconds and then look away, but the image sticks for days or even weeks and doesn't fade away, you have palynopsia. Is that a weird truth or a weird spoof?
You caught me on that one. I'm not sure. I'd say it's a weird truth, and I don't know why.
Oh, Bob, I think that just sounds awful. Or actually, it might be great, Bob. Kind of depends on what type of visions you get. I mean, if it's a cute guy, I'm all over that, right, Bob? I'm there, but what do you think?
Are you looking at me?
No, Bob, but what if it's a decayed fish or something? Well, that would be another story, right, Bob?
That would be terrible.
Oh, gosh. Well, yes, palynopsia is an umbrella term for a laundry list of brain malfunctions that can cause after images to stick. In fact, in one case, a 73-year-old man had an unknown brain tumor that was only discovered and treated after he turned and spoke to his wife, who had left the room 15 minutes earlier. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
That is definitely weird.
Weird. So how is that possible? Well, really, you see with your brain, not your eyes. And about 20 to 30% of people who lose their eyesight wind up having these visual hallucinations later. Everything from random geometric shapes to complex animals.
Oh my God, this is a very definite weird game, Roy Bob.
It is weird.
That is kind of strange. Can you imagine that if you were left with an image that you couldn't get rid of?
I'm left with images all the time I can't get rid of.
I hope it's not me.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not you.
Thanks, Bob. All right, we are ready for Weird Truths number 2. Jumping Frenchman of Maine is a condition that is named after a group of French-Canadian lumberjacks who worked in northern Maine in the 1870s. Is that a weird truth or a weird spoof?
Oh my God, I just got a mental image of these French guys jumping about. Well, what if that image stays with me for weeks? What will I do, Bob?
You'll see jumping images.
Jumping images of French men of Maine?
It could be, and they may have on their tights, too.
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine Frenchmen with tights on, Bob.
Oh, it'd be something, wouldn't it?
No, we're taking this somewhere else. This is also known as hyperplexia. It involves an extreme reaction to stimulus that causes uncontrolled jumps and startle-induced falls. Now, many people first experience symptoms right after birth, a condition referred to as stiff baby syndrome.
Oh my God, I never heard of this, but I wonder if it's the same as when you're sleeping and you suddenly jump. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Rush L. What you're talking about is called hypnic jerk. That often happens when we fall asleep in an uncomfortable position, or we have some sleep deprivation, or we're overtired, or we have a stressful or anxious time. And it's kind of similar to a hiccup.
Oh my gosh, what happens if you have to sleep next to a hypnic jerk? Are you a hypnic jerk, Bob?
I sure hope not.
Oh my gosh.
What are we doing on this show?
I don't know. Definitely
weird.
Okay, here comes the weird truth number 3. Alice in Wonderland syndrome presents migraine headaches that distort perception of size and distance. Is that a weird truth or a weird spoof?
That's a weird truth. That's got to be. Any Alice in Wonderland's got to be true.
Well, maybe I have that, as I think I'm fatter than my friends say I am. Hey, Bob, do I look fat to you, Bob?
No.
Maybe you have this Alice in Wonderland syndrome, Bob, where you think I look smaller than I really am.
I guess I do.
Oh, you guys are bad. Actually, in Lewis Carroll's 1865 fantasy novel, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, the main character experiences magical transformations such as shrinking and expanding. This neurological syndrome, also called Todd's syndrome, usually presents migraine headaches that distort perception of size and distance. Episodes which can last up to an hour involve seeing objects or people as very big, very small, or further away than they actually are. And patients can also experience hallucinations as well as an inaccurate sense of time passing either very slowly or quickly. And this syndrome typically affects young children at the onset of sleep.
Oh gosh, that's something.
Oh, I'd like to date somebody who has this, and maybe they can see me as smaller. Wouldn't that be dandy, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Would that be wonderful?
You're not overweight, Rochelle.
Oh, my God. What do you think, Bob? What do you think?
I think you're fine.
She just wants some affirmations here. All right, here's the weird truth, number 4. You can suddenly transform into a real-life Smurf, meaning you can turn blue. Everyone's looking at me weird. Is that a weird truth or a weird spoof?
I'm going to say spoof. What do you think, Rochelle?
Oh, no. Unless you're dying, you probably can't turn blue. I agree with you. I agree with you, Bob.
Well, it's called argyria, guys. And it's what happens when a person gets too much colloidal silver in their system. Silver is one of those substances that your body simply doesn't know what to do with. And your body's solution is to stash it away in your skin, your eyeballs, and your mucous membranes. And, oh my gosh, you turn blue. And once you've got it, get ready for a lifetime of looking like a photo negative.
Oh God, I hate to see that. I don't want to be a blue boy.
Well, listen, I'm not an old-time silver miner or anything, and I haven't swallowed any jewelry for, I don't know, like at least a year. Once I did swallow a toe ring once, but this could never happen to me.
Well, Rochelle, you don't realize that you're practically swimming in colloidal silver in your own home. For the past few decades, colloidal silver has been touted as a true wonder of alternative medicine, with proponents claiming it cures everything from allergies to, oh my gosh, it says a chronic case of butt itch. Well, I guess I had to read that. So due to its antimicrobial properties, it finds its way into tons of everyday homes and home items, from socks to bandages to commercial eye drops. Well, still, it takes a massive overdose of the stuff to activate Smurf mode, so don't go gulping it down unless that's your goal.
This gives a whole new meaning to the phrase of feeling blue, right, Bob?
Yeah, I wonder what that meant. Now I do know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you hear a lot about colloidal silver. People really claim that that's a wonder cure, but I guess if you're going to turn blue after it, it's probably not something you want to do, right, guys?
You got it.
All right. I think this is the last one, kiddos. This is a weird truths, number 5. Foreign accent syndrome is a condition that causes people to develop a foreign accent. Is that a weird truth or is it a weird spoof?
I'm going to say it's a truth.
Oh my, I couldn't change my accent if I wanted to. What about you, Bob? You have a handsome, handsome, handsome southern accent. So, Bob, could you talk like me if you wanted to?
If I wanted to, I could.
What about, Bob, could you be a British guy or something?
I could if I put my mind to it.
I don't, oh, you guys are sick. Didn't sound British to me, but...
That's Southern British.
Southern British. All right, guys. This disorder is caused by damage to a part of the brain associated with speech. Stroke is the most common cause, but trauma, tumors, and other neurological conditions, such as multiple sclerosis, may also cause patients to begin speaking with a different accent. Now, the accent usually isn't very good, and symptoms can last years or become permanent.
Oh, my gosh. I think I have that.
Oh, yeah, Rush, you do. You have the New York foreign accent syndrome, don't you think, Bob?
I think she's definitely got that New York syndrome.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? What if some poor person had all of these? Then they have this horrible image of fish that doesn't go away, and then they turn blue while jumping around in Maine, and then the fish gets bigger and smaller like Alice in Wonderland, and then they start yelling with a foreign accent. Oh, my, this could be devastating, right, Bob?
It could definitely be devastating.
Oh, my gosh, guys, this certainly was...
Very weird.
Lots of weird syndromes out there, and now we know about some of them. So thank you, Bob, for playing this new weird game.
Oh, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And thank you, Rush L, for driving all night. You are fun, and that's for sure.
Oh, my, I love you guys so much, and I love the show, and now you have time to invite me every now and then. And, Bob, I've missed you so much, and after we're done, Bob, I'm treating the whole gang to Mexican and margaritas. Do you want to go, Bob?
Let's go get the margaritas.
Yeah. Chips and salsa.
You got it.
Guys, well, folks, don't move an inch. There's more on the way.
Oh my God, Bob, are you ready to go?
Let's go.
Oh, chip the salsa.
I want the margarita.
Weird.
Just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Weird.
That is definitely weird.
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 Well, today, we talked about our top 10 Speak Up and Stay Alive resolutions. I'm sure you have some of your own. Bottom line, resolve to be better and do better. Be kind to yourself, and then it's easier to be kind to others. I think we need a lot more kindness in this world, so let's start today. Smile at a stranger. Hold open a door. Give more and take less. And appreciate who you are. Now, if you missed some of today's show, it's not too late to hear it all. We make it easy for you. You can go to the radio link at the speakupandstayalive.com website and click the link with today's date. That's where you can also purchase the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide, at the speakupandstayalive.com website. Well, with that, we are getting ready to head out of here. Time is almost up, my friends.
But be sure to come back next week. Same time, same place, but you know me, never the same information. That's it. I'll see you again next week. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot?